However, the benefits that security consultants provide are only available if people have access to kidnapping and ransom insurance. Governments should work with the industry to develop innovative ways to extend coverage to vulnerable groups. K&R coverage can be tucked into travel insurance policies or provided through employers whose staff operate internationally. For high-risk groups, such as freelance journalists and volunteer aid workers in conflict zones, the challenge is more difficult. But governments can work with the industry to develop specialized products, even if these require public subsidies. Finally, the families of kidnapping victims who lack insurance should be given access to security consultants in extraordinary circumstances, such as those with national security implications. This can be done by creating an industry-wide pro bono standard, whereby security companies increase their volunteer services. It could also be done via some sort of government pool that needy families can access if certain standards are met. When I met with representatives from the Foreign Office, I found them dug into their view that the no concessions policy was simply not up for discussion or debate. This is a shame, because data made available in recent years does not support its central contention, namely that refusing to pay ransom reduces the risk of future crime. Moreover, as Doug Milner notes, by refusing to allow concessions, you drive the negotiations underground, so the intelligence you might otherwise get following the case disappears. The families feel they could potentially be prosecuted, and the government becomes the enemy. That's a bad outcome that does not serve the hostage or advance Britain's national security. It's time to consider a new approach.